25, 20, 15, to leave it 7-10, 5, touchdown, Denver!
The defense does it again as the Broncos improve to 2-0 on the year. Hello and thank you for joining us for Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani alongside John Elway. And John, this is the fourth consecutive season the Broncos have started 2-0. How important is a fast start to setting the tone for the year?
Well, you know, it's obviously a big help, especially when you have them at home. So that's why it's so important. When you have two home games like we've had, it's so important for us to win it because we've got to win those home games at home. So it really puts that much pressure on you earlier in the season. But, you know, anytime you can get off to a fast start and to be able to build on wins, you know, it makes the rest of the year that much easier. But, you know, it's much better than the alternative. And so we're thrilled to be 2-0.
The defense has been a big part of that, but now DeMarcus Ware out for about a month. How do you feel about the depth at linebacker?
Well, we're in pretty good shape. I think that, you know, anytime you lose a guy like DeMarcus, it's going to hurt you a little bit because he was playing well and you know, really was coming in key spots for us. And so we're going to miss him. We're going to miss his leadership. But Shane Ray and Shaq Barrett have done a tremendous job, as well as Vaughn. Vaughn played very well, you know, last week. Dakota Watson's played very, very well. So we're very fortunate to have some depth at that position. But, you know, so hopefully we'll be able to afford some time to have DeMarcus come back.
Well, the Broncos head to Cincinnati next. When we come back, we'll talk about the trip to the jungle.
Here comes Von Miller. Miller's got him, and the ball is free. Picked up by Shane Ray to the 5. Touchdown, Denver. Von Miller.
CenturyLink is rolling out 1 gig internet so you can connect to all the Broncos high-speed action.
CenturyLink, home team, home connection.
CenturyLink, partners in speed with the Denver Broncos and Emmanuel Sanders.
Broncos fans, are you connected?
The U.S. Bank FlexPerks Travel Rewards Visa Signature Card. Flex points go farther. Earn more and redeem faster, giving more power to you. Airline tickets start at just 20,000 Flex points. Apply today at FlexPerks.com.
Only NFL Sunday Ticket brings you every game, every Sunday, no matter where you live. Plus, the Red Zone Channel, DirecTV Fantasy Zone, and more. For the ultimate NFL viewing experience, order NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV.
Screen pass left side. DT has it with one hand. He's going to just block the ball off the races. DT down the sideline, inside the 25. The big receiver inside the 20.
Back here on LA Access, and John, last week in between the 30s was no problem for the offense, but once they got into field goal range, that's where the issue was. And head coach Gary Kubiak talked about short yardage situations specifically. What's the key to improving in that area?
Well, I mean, I think anytime you get in a red zone, everything gets cramped down there. So you got to be that much better, and you got to be that much more precise, and whether it be in the running play, in the running game, or in the passing game. And so it just gets tougher, and it gets tougher the closer you get. So those are the type of things that are always tough to get by. But, you know, the good thing is we're moving the ball so well between the 30s. Obviously, we had some short yardage situations that we missed. You know, you can take 4 or 5 plays out of that game that, you know, in situations that if we'd made different plays, you know, we might have blown them out just because, you know, we picked up some first downs. So, you know, but when you get in the red zone, you have to be that much more precise. And so we'll continue to work on that. But, you know, it's very encouraging. The first 2 weeks have been very encouraging what we've done offensively.
And Trevor Siemian looked sharp once again, but now heading on the road for his first road start. As someone who played the position for so long in the league, what are some of the challenges he's going to face this week?
Well, I mean, the key thing is the noise. It's always tougher to communicate on the road. But, you know, teams have been doing it for so long now that everybody's kind of getting used to doing it and understand that when you do want to go on the road, you're going to have to deal with the noise. And Trevor's been, you know, he was with us last year, so he knows what it's like to be on the road, understands that. So it's not something that's going to be brand new to him. But going into Cincinnati, they've got a great football team. They've got a lot of talent. You know, they're coming off to a tough loss to the Steelers last week. And so we're going to have our guns ready when we go into Cincinnati and play a perfect football game.
Okay, well, that's going to do it for us. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani, and that's been Elway Access.